Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Screen Geeks Radio, episode 63. We're talking about actually 2009 preview, isn't it, this week?
Yep.
This is Dave.
This is Barry.
And Josh.
And joining us for a third consecutive week, our two guests, somehow that we haven't scared them off. First,
Yay!
We have our Canadian correspondent.
Ethan the Excellent.
Wow, all right. A title, too. Sweet. And from Quick Stop Entertainment, writer of the Trailer Park column, with one of the worst... Dude, I don't know how you made it through that interview with Emma Stone, man. But Chris Stiff, you joined us. How you doing,
Chris?
Sir?
Hey, how's it going?
I know how I'd make it through an interview with her.
Oh, wow. Did you read the interview, Ethan?
No, I just, like, skimmed it.
Oh, man. Dude, I was like... I'd be like, did you actually ask that question, really? Especially the comic book guy.
I'm still amazed that I actually had to sit through that.
Fair
I mean, I don't champion myself any great interviewer by any means, but just reading that thing just sort of exposes bare the kind of things that that I know I'm up against.
Yeah, that's wow. Just kind of hurts a bit. All right, well, let's talk about what we saw this week. I saw a whopping three things, so I'll just get them over with. Nothing new. I watched Good Night and Good Luck because it's just a really good movie.
I still haven't seen that.
Oh, you may need to borrow that. Yeah. You got like so many movies you need to borrow from me.
I know.
I'll give you that in Student Bodies for
I forgot
Two Punch.
Yeah.
And then watched Van Helsing, which I can't defend as a good movie, but I still will say that it is probably my favorite representation of the Frankenstein monster because it's so unique. I really like that's like the only really well developed character in the entire movie.
And wait, your favorite representation of the Frankenstein monster isn't in the Kenneth Branagh one when he wrestles with him in the mud, or
close second, but not quite. No. Wow.
I like the Kenneth Branagh Frankenstein. You didn't like that one,
Ethan? you can say no.
No. Yeah. No.
Fair enough. And then we finished up John Adams this morning, and it's worthy of every accolade that it's been getting, all the Golden Globes it got. Holy crap, is it good.
Great.
Yeah, we're going to end up buying it for sure. So, Josh?
Well, Barry and I went and saw Repo.
Yes, we did.
Hey, that was Ben Lyons' number one worst film of the year, so.
Really?
Was he right, or?
I think Punisher Warzone was a little bit worse, but not a whole lot worse.
Dang.
Barry didn't have any fun. I had a lot of fun with it. It was a lot like going to...
this is a Rocky Horror type
It was
experience,
a total
right?
Rocky Horror thing.
Okay.
So, I mean, I had fun with it. People were singing along. So, what guilty pleasure.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Rocky Horror. That had some great performances.
Oh.
Some great music, great lyrics, good production values, great direction. Yeah, Rocky Horror.
Which we're going to have to go see at Starfest. You remember that,
yeah,
right,
no,
Josh?
I totally
that's fun.
That's
a fun time.
Yeah, we're going to be doing the Rocky Horror version thing this year at Starfest. Barry, did you watch anything else, really? I know you've just gotten into swing on your new class.
Yeah. Oh, no, I managed to catch a few. I finally saw the Cider House Rules just the other night. I really liked it.
It's a really interesting movie.
It is. And not perfect by any means, but Michael Caine is magnificent in that movie. I mean, everybody made such a big deal about how it was the first movie in which he ever got to use, an American accent. But bottom line, his performance in that movie is one of his absolute best, which is saying a lot. And Delroy Lindo was great. Tobey Maguire, before he was Spider-Man, fantastic. Great movie. Also saw Fright Night the other night. It was fun. It was kind of
remake or the original?
Oh, the original.
Okay.
Yeah, the original. It was fun. It was my first night after teaching my first class, and as a victory, Julia was out of town, so I turned off all the lights, had a big bowl of popcorn, and watched Fright Night. A lot of fun.
Yeah, nice. I love that movie.
I have one more. I watched Persepolis. And so
how was that?
What'd you think?
For some reason, I just did not want to see it, but I liked it. It was good. So,
cool.
It was weird.
Right. Yeah. It was, okay, cool. Right,
yeah,
on.
Very but, unusual. That's the one where she's into ABBA, right?
Kind of in like, just, well, that whole like rock thing, and she's like Iranian.
Iranian, yeah.
Yeah, so I know it was interesting. Have you guys seen it? Or
I have not.
No? No one? Okay.
No. No, sorry. Dope. Ethan, what about you, sir?
I saw my first 2009 movie, Taken.
How is that?
It's by no means a great movie, but it's a lot of fun. I'll say that.
It feels like it should have had Mel Gibson in it.
Wait, give me back my
Yes,
God.
That would be the one, yes. Just from the trailer, that's all.
Well, yeah, I've never seen Oscar Schindler be this badass, but yeah, he totally pulled it off.
And there it is. Wow. You catch anything else?
No, that was I was sick for most of the week, so I just kind of wasn't in the mood.
Yikes. Fair enough. All right, Chris, what about you, sir?
Man, I saw a whopping one thing this week, and that was Summer School with Mark Harmon.
Oh, nice. Great movie.
Yeah.
You know what? I watched it. I don't know how many times this makes it for me. Oh, I take that back. I saw Summer School, and then I watched Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It was a real sort of 80s nice. Themed week for the two I watched. But I'm telling you, those things hold up. You know, yeah. I love them.
Oh, the two gore effects guys.
Yeah, Chainsaw
awesome.
And his buddy. Yeah,
yeah, they were awesome.
Yeah, that one part I was going to point to. That was just a riot when they
freak out the sub.
Hanging out.
Yeah,
yeah, it was great.
I love that movie, Marty.
Oh, you need to
love Summer School. Yeah, Marty got me the special edition DVD for Christmas, and it's got the commentary by Carl Reiner and Mark Harmon. It's great. It's awesome.
How was that? Yeah, how was that commentary?
It's fun to listen to because like Reiner just makes jokes because he can't remember anything. Like he doesn't remember the shooting at all. So it's basically Harmon's show the whole way. But it's fun. It's a really fun listen.
Yeah, nice. So that's what I was. It was good to get back in touch with the things that I loved when I was 13, 14.
Heck yeah.
You know, especially at the end of the year, we end up trying to watch so many stinking movies to try to be able to make a top 10 list. It's nice to be able to go back and just watch good, fun stuff for whatever reason.
And Ferris Bueller, that movie's perfect. Perfect movie.
Is it safe to say that for Summer School, me and Josh are just of a different generation?
Yeah. Would we appreciate it?
You would love it. Yeah. If you like Gremlins, you'll love Summer School. It's another one of those great 80s movies. Plus, there is this huge subplot about this guy named Chainsaw who is addicted, absolutely addicted to gore films, and how he uses gore movies as a means to mac on this French girl that he's in love with. Yeah, you would love Summer School. I'll loan you my copy. It's great.
Barry, for point of order, that was the first time I got exposed to the word fellatio.
Oh, wow.
They're trying to impress Maria with their knowledge of Italian words. And as a kid, I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Mommy, what's a fellatio?
Oh.
It sounds like a pasta dish, doesn't it?
Yeah. Nice big bowl of fellatio.
Some would call it that.
Oh, leaving it alone. Okay, we don't want the explicit tag on iTunes if we can avoid it. I don't know if it's going to be possible, but it's all good. All right, let's talk about what hit theaters this week, sir.
Brendan Fraser starring in Inkheart, a film that's well over a year old. In fact, he did this before Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. Kate Beckinsale is out. Rhona Mitra is in for Underworld, Rise of the Lycans. And finally, in limited release, Jim Caviezel is the Outlander.
Outlander. The Zoolander's cousin. But Viking.
And I'm probably the only one who remembers the Sean Connery movie called Outland. So it's kind of weird that they just took that title and put ER at the end of it.
Yeah. That's probably why they did that. Okay.
Probably.
And in a couple of weeks, I'm going to start going to the theater again. This first month, I'm just now.
Yeah, because the only stuff that's worth seeing is the old stuff. Like Last Chance Harvey, I got to see that. That was awesome. That's a great movie. Notorious was good. But yeah, for the most part, it's the likes of Paul Blart.
Bloody Valentine.
Bloody Valentine was fun. You're right. That's a fun movie.
Oh, and I just started listening to Film Junk this week, and I don't know if you guys listened.
Yeah, they're good. I think they're funny.
Yeah, did you hear them talking about what a blart is?
Nuh-uh.
Ethan, do you want to say it? Or?
Yeah, it's a combination. It's kind of when you blood fart.
Which I thought was, it wrecked me for the day, but I thought it was better than me just... than the explanation that I could come up with.
That's really disgusting.
It is.
You're trying for the explicit tag. You're trying for the explicit
tag. The things you learn on our show.
And, that right there sold me on their show from now on, which is kind of disturbing. But, yeah, no, they're a lot of fun to listen to.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah, Film Junk rules. All right. Oh, DVDs.
DVDs, the good, the bad, and the... and the Blossom. We'll start with Fireproof.
I was going to say, you're going to say the Stewardesses, but...
Oh, no. That's gold right there. Fireproof, the $33 million backdraft of the conscious thriller starring Kirk Cameron. I can't believe I saw that. Scarlett Johansson in the muy, muy sexy Vicky Cristina Barcelona. Oh, I love that movie. Samuel L. Jackson versus Patrick Wilson. The audience loses. Lakeview Terrace. Edward Norton and Colin Farrell. The other cop movie that you didn't see that came out last year, Pride and Glory. Guy Ritchie's Rock and Roll, a 1 and 2 disc special edition starring Gerard Butler and Tandy Newton. I really look forward to this. She says it's really good.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that?
Either no, I have it sitting on my computer.
I stayed away. I didn't hear too many good things about it.
Okay, oh, yeah.
Really? I thought it was fun. I mean, it's not Snatch, but it's good.
Cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. Julie Andrews is Mary Poppins, the 45th anniversary special edition. That's one of the best Disney movies ever. Speaking of best, David Fincher's Zodiac, director's cut, available in Blu-ray. Awesome. Not the best picture of the year, according to our friend Chris, The Rocker, Born to Rock, special edition.
Burn this freaking movie. Burn. it shouldn't be allowed to exist.
You need to not hold back, Chris. That's all I'm
saying.
Don't
hold back. No.
I'm trying to.
Mantis, the complete series. Fun show.
Yes.
Blossom, seasons 1 and 2. Maya Bialik and Joey Lawrence. Yes.
Whoa.
Finally, on DVD.
Awesome fed. I had to get that out of the way. Sorry.
I watched it too. American Idol's Chicken Little in College. Just College. That's the title, College. Sam Kinison, Unleashed! Exclamation point. Breaking the Rules and Family Entertainment Hour. That's that'd be a cool DVD buy. And then finally, The Stewardess, 3D, the 40th Anniversary Deluxe Edition. This one is for Josh.
So are you ready? You going to go pick it up on Tuesday?
Hell yeah. It is in 3D, right? It comes with
3D? Yes, it comes with 3D glasses.
Okay.
Yeah, the one X-rated 3D movie they've shown Midnight at the Mayan like for 10 years running now.
3D boobs. Why would I not go get that?
Why stop at my bloody Valentine?
And there it is. All right, then. Wow. Okay, let's go ahead and roll into news. We'll save the obvious news story for last because I'm guessing that'll generate just a little bit of conversation, I'm guessing. I guess I'll start off with the Wolverine reshoots. Did everyone hear about this?
Mm-hmm.
Like the contents thereof? I had written off Wolverine completely until they said that the reshoots were going to include more Deadpool.
That's a good sign. Well,
even if the movie sucks, I have to see it now.
Well, again, like, it doesn't mean Deadpool is going to be good. Like, I mean, they could still, like, totally abuse his character.
My one hope is that they got the perfect guy to play him. And apparently Ryan Reynolds is, like, obsessed with this guy and wants to make a movie of it. So I don't know. But even if it sucks, it's kind of, you know, I still have to see it anyway.
I really like Ryan Reynolds, especially after watching Just Friends. Like, I think he's funny.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, definitely. And hopefully, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he's completely 100% stole Blade Trinity. It was the best thing about that movie. And hopefully what this means is that they tested the movie and his character tested so well, they just wanted more of it. And then, you know, they decided to put more of him in the movie.
Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that's the case.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Why did you write it off, though? Like, it didn't look interesting.
Because
at all.
Fox.
Huh? Yeah, well, it's Fox, first of all.
Okay.
You have the whole factor of Hugh Jackman talking about how they changed the character of Deadpool. Hopefully this means they changed him back. And then they have Emma Frost in the movie, who's like Sarah Michelle Gellar in Cruel Intentions. Quite honestly, that's like the character. And it looks like they turned her into like a mall rat. So why bother at that point? So
have you completely written off Fox, Dave? Or?
Not completely, but... they're not. Oh, it's Fox. I got to go see it. Unlike, you know, in the 90s when you had, you know, did they do True Lies?
They did.
The Abyss, the Aliens films, all this stuff. And
But they did Slumdog, though.
I know. And that's why I haven't written
Fox
them off.
Searchlight, not Fox 20th Century.
Oh, for Pete's sake. It's the same evil. It's like saying, I hate Disney, but I love that Touchstone. No. It's the same house.
Yeah, no, I haven't written them off by a long shot. Does it make me excited specifically by the studio name? That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
Not so much anymore.
That's understandable.
But I don't know that there are many studios that would make me excited. Because
Every studio screws up some way, shape, or form.
Exactly. Yeah. So. Most definitely. All right. Anyone else got anything?
No.
Nope.
you got all the good stuff.
You and Ethan have all the news.
Okay. Do you just have the Oscar stuff, right, Ethan?
No, I have got the Green Hornet thing.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Apparently, Seth Rogen's Green Hornet is on life support at Sony. Someone said at Sundance, a producer or something said that basically it's highly unlikely it's going to start shooting this year. And yeah. So, I don't know. I can't say I'm really that upset. Like, I wasn't really looking forward to it that much, but I was interested, you know.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah,
that's a shame. I was kind of looking forward to it.
One thing I kind of wondered though is like Seth Rogen. How long is it going to take him to get fat again?
I
Now, which level of fat are we talking about? Are we talking about like knocked up fat or like Pineapple Express
pleasingly
fat?
Plump.
Okay, pleasantly plump.
Baby fat, I guess.
Okay, then. I don't know where to go with that, so I'm going to move right along. Tunk-a-dunk, tunk-a-dunk. Monty Python slash film wrote this really cool story. I love seeing when someone puts out something, takes a chance, you know, we're going to give you something for free and trust that you're going to give us money. And this is like the most stellar example of this I've ever seen in my life. Apparently, Monty Python has put a lot of their material, their most popular material, on YouTube for free, officially by them saying, you know what, buy our stuff. And the exact number, because you have to quote this because it's so astounding, at Amazon.com, their DVD sales have increased by 23,000%. That's just crazy.
Wow.
It's awesome. I love seeing when something like that happens.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good, good. I'm glad new generation is getting hooked into the Python. That's great.
Indeed. Okay, let's just wrap it up with the Oscar nominations. Ethan, what would you like to go first, sir?
Okay, I'm going to use an analogy I thought of here to describe this. Uh-oh. Let's say you have a very good friend, right? And he's offered a job to be a photographer for Playboy magazine. Oh, but he turns that down to keep his job as a fry cook at Burger King. That's pretty much the Playboy photo shoot job. That's the Dark Knight. The Burger King job, that's the Reader. Let me just put it that way.
Dang. All right, then. So yes, there's been a lot of fanboy outrage, including up to the point where at Slash Film, again, they were talking about doing a write-in campaign for The Dark Knight.
Why would that? That wouldn't do anything. It wouldn't do anything.
Especially since the Academy doesn't allow write-ins. Yeah. So it'd be a waste of a vote.
Is it really that big of a deal?
Because I tried to have that write-in with John Cena for Best Actor for The Marine, and that went nowhere. So.
You know, you bring up John Cena, I put up the 12 Rounds trailer, and dang it, it looks like it's going to live up to the glory that is The Marine.
Yes.
And that just means
that's excellent.
Can you run through the noms, though? Because I don't really know.
Let's see. Well, I know Best Picture was, let's see.
I'll pull it up.
The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Milk, Slumdog Millionaire, The Reader, and Frost Nixon. Those are Best
What picture. Is The Reader?
It's a good film. I saw it. It's Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet naked, right?
Lots of Kate Winslet naked. She befriends this young boy. He's really sick, and so she takes him in and cures him. And he gives her flowers as a thank you, and she deflowers him as a thank you for thanking him. And so basically they come up with this really weird erotic game where she can't read. She's illiterate. He reads her stories and in exchange for sex. So it's like this erotic mind game between the two.
And that was nominated for Best Picture?
It is.
So it's like the teacher.
Well, it turns out she's a Nazi, so that's the...
Right.
Yeah, it is kind of like the teacher.
Except with Nazis.
It's actually a lot like The Last Tango in Paris. It's pretty erotic.
I mean, Dark Knight was stopped, but I guess Magneto will get a Best Picture nomination because it's going to be about the Holocaust. That's right. So.
Dang. And there it is. Okay, I got the nominations.
What hurts is... Sorry, Barry, I know you weren't a big fan of The Dark Knight, but you said, you know, give it a Best Picture nomination. It was the movie of the year.
It was. No, I totally agree with that. And I agree with you. It's you know, it's not The Reader, you know. But no. I mean, no, seriously, I totally agree with you. The Dark Knight, when a movie develops that kind of love and loyalty, I mean, that's one of the reasons, even though I think L.A. Confidential was the best picture of 97, Titanic deserved it because really that was the movie of 1997. Just like 99, I mean, I'm sorry, I know, Josh, I know you loved American Beauty. American Beauty is a great movie, but it wasn't The Sixth Sense. That was the movie of the year, and that's why I felt The Sixth Sense should have been the best picture of that year. When a movie connects with an audience in that level, I honestly say just Give it the Academy Award. That was clearly the best film of that year.
Or if you're going to not put in a movie that's that obvious of a choice, it's not unlike the Academy to put in a movie that's been overlooked, that is still amazing, you know, like Let the Right One In.
Sure.
I would have loved to have seen that. I knew it wasn't going to happen, but...
No, I completely agree with you.
Well, I thought it was.
I just want to pull up some stats here, but okay, on Rotten Tomatoes, Dark Knight, 94%. The Reader, 60%. Metacritic, The Dark Knight, 82. The Reader, 58. It's like, I'll just put it this way. Harvey Weinstein is the devil, okay?
Well, you know what else it could be? Because this happened with the first Batman, and I'm not going to play the comparison game here, but the first Batman was, you know, at the time, one of the most successful films ever made. Everybody thought that Jack Nicholson would have been a lock for Best Supporting Actor, and that the movie, at least for, you know, for the technical elements, would have been, you know, sweeping the awards. But it only got one nomination, which it won, And it seemed like the feeling at the time was that, you know, this movie is so hugely successful, we don't need to give it any kind of Oscar recognition at all. And I'm thinking maybe other than Heath Ledger, which, let's face it, the Academy is very, you know, very, very emotional about, maybe they just felt, well, you know, we don't need to give The Dark Knight any heads up, because after all, unlike The Reader, everybody's seen this movie and loved it and supported it.
Was that one win for Bat Dance?
Yeah. Not a great song. No, this is for the art direction.
Okay. Yeah. I've got the nominations right here. We can just go through them real quick.
Let's go to costumes. Costume design. Come on.
Okay. Oh, we're going to... Okay, costume
yeah,
let's design.
Start, you know, I haven't even heard the technical stuff. Yeah, please. Let's hear this fun stuff.
Okay. You want a costume design?
Oh. Yes.
God. Okay, we've got Australia, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, The Duchess, Milk, and Revolutionary Road.
Milk? You buy that stuff at a freaking retail store or like a Salvation Army.
But there was that
Army.
Shirt that the guy from High School Musical was wearing. It said Anita sucks. Oh, that's a good shirt. I'd wear that.
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Sorry about that. The one I want to talk about, if we're talking about technical stuff, is I'm sorry, The Dark Knight does not deserve to be nominated for Best Makeup.
Makeup?
Yes, thank you. Hang on, let me pull it up here. Yes, I saw that. I just made it.
Not even for Two-Face?
That was mostly digital.
That's special effects.
That's digital.
Some of it was.
But when it's that much of it is digital, you can't call it make. You can't.
Yeah, the whole side of his face was digitized. Yeah.
Well, I thought Christian Bale's cheekbones were very well
very nicely
shown.
Defined. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to go there. Hang on. Now I have to find it. Where is it? Crap, I don't know where it is now. Oh, well. You can say The Dark Knight is the biggest travesty of the year. I think, hands down, easily the biggest one is Bruce Springsteen not being nominated for Best Song.
I know. That's weird. I have to agree. It's like last year when they snubbed Eddie Vedder. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
What did he do last year?
Into the Wild.
Oh, okay.
But Springsteen, that's weird because, you know, he won the Academy Award for the song he did from Philadelphia. So you figured they would, you know, they'd be willing to honor him. They gave the Academy Award to Bob Dylan a couple years ago.
What was his song about?
That just hurt Barry.
No, it's for Wonder Boys. It was a great song. It's called Things Will Change. But, I mean, come on. I mean, the Academy loves to give awards to artists that they love and grew up with.
Yeah, like Phil Collins.
Why not the boss? Yeah, Phil Collins.
Well, and what, I mean, I said that this is the biggest no-brainer since falling slowly for once last year.
Right.
You have a song that so perfectly encapsulates the entire film, and it's still very powerful as well. How does this happen?
What are the nominations?
Two songs from Jai Ho and something else from Slumdog Millionaire and a song from WALL-E.
Oh, gosh.
The song from WALL-E by Peter Gabriel?
I believe so. Yes, yes, yes.
So just those three?
Yes, that... Yes.
It used to be like five.
Yes.
It used to be like a whole bunch.
The last
of
time there was three, you know what won? It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp. I'm just saying.
I can't believe. I didn't know that Springsteen.
It's Down to Earth from WALL-E.
Okay.
Jai Ho and Osaya from Slumdog.
Ugh, give it to freaking WALL-E. Gosh.
Well, you know, U2 lost against Eminem.
That's right, they did. But gangs, let's face it, the what was the name of that song? The something that These the Hands That Built America.
Yeah.
Not their best song.
No, well, no, but...
Okay, so you want to go through the technical awards real quick. Let's see here now. We've got Art Direction, we've got The Changeling, Curious Case of Benjamin Button, The Dark Knight, The Duchess, and Revolutionary Road.
The Duchess? Oh. Not Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day, which was spectacular visually. I mean, there's very so true. Many better choices.
A
there.
Repo?
I know, all those beautiful cardboard sets with black light. Yeah, oh.
Wow.
Repo should have got it.
Dang. Okay, cinematography. We got The Changeling again. Huh. Curious Case of Benjamin Button. The Dark Knight. The Reader. I guess all the naked Kate
Winslet. I guess they love those close-ups, yeah.
Yeah, and Slumdog Millionaire.
And Slumdog. Hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, we did costumes. Okay. Film editing, Benjamin Button, The Dark Knight, Frost Nixon, Milk, and Slumdog.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Milk has a really good montage.
There it is. Yeah, makeup. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, The Dark Knight, and Hellboy 2. Hellboy 2 is the only one that can really win as far as I'm concerned.
Wow, I would have definitely have picked Hellboy 2 as well. I hope it gets it. That would be nice.
Yeah. Well,
nice
because surprise. A lot of what was done with Benjamin Button was done digitally, too.
Right.
Yeah.
How is this?
Yeah, this is not makeup. This is a guy at ILM typing letters and numbers.
Yeah.
Well, what about Kate's thing?
What about what?
You know, when she's like old. Cate Blanchett, you know.
Oh, like, that's true. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
I suppose. But there was an Abe Sapien and Benjamin Button.
There you go.
There should have been.
Well, what's the visual effects nomination?
Dang it, I just closed it. Hang on, I'll have to find it again.
It's Button, Dark Knight, and Iron Man.
Oh.
For what?
Visual effects.
Oh, okay.
Well, I gotta go Iron Man.
Yeah,
sorry.
Iron Man, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's enough news, I think, now that we're, you know, coming up on 20 minutes and coming up on a half hour into the show, so... Let's take a quick break, but then we'll come back and talk about what we're hoping it will be good and what's probably going to suck in 2009.
Legend speaks of a time when unwisdom will rule the land. An age of misunderstanding with little hope or depth of insight. The legend also tells of a coming together of seers and prophets who hold in their collective answers to the great questions, hewn from classic movies. In February 2009, the collective will share their wisdom. In the month of many mouths, we will hear and learn. So come, sit at the feet of Nathan Lowell, J.C. Hutchins, Mer Lafferty, T. Morris, Philippa Ballantyne, Michael Spence, P.G. Holyfield, and Scott Sigler. To be enwisdomed, please come to moviemantras.com and start your voyage to a higher state.
And now we're going to look at the films from 2009 that we're looking forward to and that we're really not looking forward to. One thing is for sure, this has got one of the best lineups of filmmakers and promising-looking films coming out in a very long time. I'd say more than the last 2 years combined. Let's start with the crap. Let's start with the movies that we're either A, not looking forward to, or B, we're going to see just to see how bad they are.
Well, should we just go through it chronologically?
Yeah, because I don't have a list.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay, we'll just start off in 2 weeks. Because seriously, first of all, I just wanted to get January out of the way, but February actually has movies I want to see, and yep. I'm shocked about this. Yep. So we'll start the first week. We've got Coraline. This is February 6th. Coraline, He's Just Not That Into You. My pick, not at all. Pink Panther 2, Push, and then Chocolate Fanboys and Freestyle Unlimited release.
Wow.
But I know you want to see Pink Panther 2.
I do. And Chocolate, supposed to be terrific.
Well, now, what is Chocolate? I forget.
That's the one.
Oh, is that the one? Okay.
The Kung Fu movie, yeah. This would be amazing.
The Kung Fu movie, it's like a
female,
Chocolate?
It's like a female Ong Bak, yeah. She takes a lot of chocolate and she becomes like...
It's like Popeye. But no, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Chocolate, instead of spinach, she has
It's like Forrest Gump crossed with Ong Bak, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, the trailers knock your socks off good. Oh. And all the... No special effects, no wires. It's all real. Yeah. It's amazing.
And the Neil Gaiman flick, Coraline, I just can't
wait to see this.
Looks great.
Yes. What about you guys?
Fanboys is coming out, isn't it?
Yeah, in limited release, and I will have to see that too.
Finally.
Yeah.
How many years is that? Three?
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, three or four, yeah.
It's all about Coraline. And then the next week is Josh's for 13th February, Confessions of a Shopaholic, the international...
Why would that be my pick?
Friday the 13th.
Oh, okay.
And Two Lovers. Sorry, I'm just being a smart ass.
Two Lovers is great. That's a good movie. That's Joaquin Phoenix's quote-unquote last movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
before he became a rapper. Oh, I mean, a singer.
Did you see the video of him rapping?
No.
Oh, it's awful. Man. It's got to be a joke. I mean, there couldn't be any way this is legitimate.
Okay.
Yeah, Friday the 13th looks fun. I'm looking forward to that. They actually had a trailer for that last night in between commercial sets for Saturday Night Live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then coming up the next week, this is a crappy week. We got Fired Up, Tyler Perry's Madea Goes to Jail, and Youth in Revolt.
Oh, no. Bad week.
Yeah. Not a good week at all.
Youth in Revolt, there isn't even a trailer for that or anything. You'd think it'd be like a... I've seen nothing of it. It's supposed to come out like next month. Like, what's the deal with that?
There might be a reason.
Yeah.
Why haven't we seen any AV Avatar footage yet?
Oh, probably the summertime. We'll start to. We'll probably see.
Oh, it's not coming out till Christmas.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so oh, okay. It's coming out in the summer. That's why.
Yeah. No, it's near the end of the year.
Oh. Christmas.
Wait, that would be such an awesome joke. Just the whole movie was James Cameron sitting behind a monitor.
It's like the Terrence and Phillip episode when South Park did the April Fool's joke. Yeah.
All right. Not without my anus. Yeah, that's what that was called. That's what that was called.
Bob, you're so ugly.
Yeah. Wow. All right, then. Well, it doesn't get a whole lot better the next week. We've got the Jonas Brothers, the 3D concert experience.
I'm supposed to see that one. Ugh.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's as good as Miley Cyrus' Hannah Montana.
I can hope.
And Barry would know.
Sad but true.
Then we got Resurrection, Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li.
Ugh.
Oh, that looks so awful. Yeah. An American Affair, Assassination of a High School President, and good. Crossing Over, those last three in limited release.
Cool.
Street Fighter, again, Chun-Li's Chinese.
Right. Yeah, it looks dreadful. High School President looks good. It's kind of like Brick, except Bruce Willis is the principal of the high school. Oh. It looks fun. Yeah, that looks like fun. Crossing Over could be good, but they've been pushing that thing back forever. That's Harrison Ford, Sean Penn, and Ray Liotta. It's about Border Patrol.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it's very, very heavy and serious. I don't know how that's going to play.
Gotcha. So, Ethan, you're all about Street Fighter?
Yeah. Later when I was a kid, you know, got to show my support for the franchise.
Shuriken! It's kind of sad when you're worried you're going to start pining for the Jean-Claude Van Damme film. That's just all I got to say. Okay. After that, though, we start picking up pretty considerably. That brings us to March 6th, which is All About Steve, this little film called Watchmen. And then in limited release, we've got 12, American Violet, and The Bluetooth Virgin. Whatever the heck that is.
Is that like a girl who's never used Bluetooth to phone service?
Bluetooth Virgin. They might want to change that title before that comes out.
It's an art house flick, so probably not.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, but you know, Watchmen, that's going to be the big week. That's like really kicking off 2009 in many ways.
Yeah, definitely.
And we'll know how Warner Brothers is doing pretty quickly after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just saying.
Well, it's either going to help them, because like right now they're kind of at this midpoint where they made a fortune on Dark Knight, but they lost a fortune on Speed Racer. So either it's going to really help them recoup that Speed Racer money, or it's going to...
Well, they got money from me.
They did. Thank you, Josh.
And me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they got it from you twice, Josh.
Yeah, they did.
With the DVD.
Well, I bought the Blu-ray, so that's kind of like
that. Yeah, you did.
Okay. Nice. Ethan paid 2.5 times. Then after that is, wow. Okay. The Last House on the Left remake, Miss March, A Perfect Getaway, Race to Witch Mountain, The Horseman, Sunshine Cleaning, and Tokyo Sonata.
Okay, well, Race to Witch Mountain looks like fun. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, looks like fun.
You don't think Last House looks good at all?
No.
No?
Okay. No, but again, I hate the original, so for me, it's like Repo Man 2. You know, I don't... Excuse me, Repo the Genetic Opera 2, not Repo Man 2. That would be cool. No.
Wow. Chris, you're kind of silent so far.
Not much. Not much is... Yeah, I'm blowing my skirt up besides, you know, Watchmen here.
Well, the Jonas Brothers blow a lot of skirts up, so.
Oh. Oh, dude.
That it does.
Our demographic isn't male at all. Not at all. Okay.
Oh.
Coming up the next week, we've got Duplicity, I Love You Man, Knowing, and The Great Buck Howard in limited release, a.k.a. Everyone's Staying Out of Watchmen's Way.
Wow, Great Buck Howard.
Yeah.
That's I liked it. I saw it at the Denver Film Fest.
I thought you did.
With Tom Hanks and Emily Blunt. Good movie, but yeah, I'm just it's old. They made it like years ago. It's finally getting released. So good. I'm glad.
Yeah, I wanted to see Duplicity, but during the Christmas holidays, I saw that trailer so many times that I just lost all interest kind of.
Yeah, me too. It looks like an Ocean's movie with Clive Owen instead of George Clooney.
Oh, yeah, that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry to
okay, then.
Sort of castrated. It just doesn't look that good to me.
Fair enough. All right. Well, the next week we've got a couple actually really interesting. There's like three of them on this week that I want to see. On the March 27th, we've got John Cena's Return in 12 Rounds.
Nice.
The Accidental Husband, Adventureland,
which I heard actually bad things. Yeah. Marshall went and saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said it was bad.
Which is disappointing. It's a great cast.
Yeah. Oh, bummer. Okay. The Janky Promoters, whatever the heck that is. And then Monsters vs. Aliens.
Oh, cool.
Which looks like a lot of fun. A
lot of fun.
I kind of got to say something about The Accidental Husband. Don't you love that the romantic lead in that guy, he's like a few weeks late before he's going to like be playing the comedian in Watchmen.
Right.
So he's going to be like He's going to be like shooting pregnant women. Then a few weeks later, he's going to be the big romantic lead.
Oh my god! I think that's why they're positioning it that way, because they've been pushing back Accidental Husband forever.
And I guess long time. I have to remember. Yeah, I saw previews for this like last year.
Yeah. So it's well over 2 years old now. I mean, sometimes this works. Like with Red Dragon, they actually released Made in Manhattan after Red Dragon, even after we just seen like Ralph Fiennes eat people's flesh. Here he is, like macking on J-Lo. But it worked in that case. So,
well, we did see his penis in that. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, we did.
Fine. Yeah, and then Jay redid the joke in Clerks 2. Sorry. Okay. No, that was in Silence of the Lambs,
yeah,
wasn't
Silence
it?
Yeah, Silence of the Lambs. That's right.
My bad.
Put the lotion in the basket.
It puts the lotion in the basket. Wow. All right, then. Wow. Next week, we're getting into April, and it's not starting with a bang. Fast and Furious and Paris 36 in limited release. Guessing. Wow.
Well, Fast and Furious is either going to be really amazing, and they put it out there so it gets a lot of money before the summer season, or there's a reason it's not opening in summer.
Yeah. Sorry about the noise. My dog just wanted to go outside. Coming up the next week, Dragon Ball Evolution, Hannah Montana the movie, and Observing Report.
I will see April 17th.
Pardon?
I said, well, there's always April 17th.
There is. when we get
a miserable week.
Yeah.
Although Observing Report, will this movie, and it's a good question to ask, will this movie suffer a blart blowback?
a blart blowback? That's wrong, sir.
That's right. Will it be like... Because
it's basically the same movie, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Is it going to be like EdTV and The Truman Show?
I heard that Seth Rogen said it's like a comedic version of Taxi Driver, so...
Oh, man.
What?
Interesting. Nice. Yeah,
wow.
He said it's going to be like really super dark, so yeah.
Good.
So who's going to play Jodie Foster's character? Sorry. Leave
Anna
it alone.
Ferris.
Leave it alone. Oh, what?
Anna Ferris.
She's a little bit too old, though.
No.
Dakota Fanning's of... Oh, wait.
Oh, dude. Oh, dude, we're getting to that later in the show. Okay. Move on to the 17th.
Explicit.
Yes. The remake, the highly sought-after and anticipated remake of 17 again.
Mm.
Yeah. Crank High Voltage and
Yay.
Play. Yeah.
Crank, Yahtzee. Yay.
Yahtzee, yeah, Crank.
Yes.
What a good reason just to go in and just be dumb for about an hour and a half.
Ethan, have you seen the trailer for it yet?
Oh, I see. Yeah, I saw that. That was it was something.
All right, then.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I'm looking forward to Crank That Soldier Boy or whatever it's called.
Wow. All right.
I feel bad for making it. Edit that out of the podcast, please.
All right. Coming up the next week, we've got Fighting, Obsessed, The Soloist, Vanilla Gorilla, whatever, The Mutant Chronicles, and Tyson Limited Release.
What the hell's The Mutant Chronicles?
It's a Thomas Jane.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. I also have that sitting on my computer.
Do you?
Yeah.
Through the special antenna?
Yeah. They sent me screeners. What can I say?
Okay. You know, The Soloist, it looks like it's going to be tripe, but I kind of want to see it, the Jamie Foxx flick.
I forgot about that, yeah.
Is it Robert Downey Jr.?
And Robert Downey Jr., yeah. It was supposed to be Downey Jr.'s Oscar pick until they pushed it all the way back.
Why did they push it back? Does anyone know?
Someone with half a brain sod would be my guess. Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Two different ways to say the same thing. All right, next we've got, May, the unofficial beginning of the summer season, Ghosts of Girlfriends Past and X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Well, Ghosts of Girlfriends Past, I'll say this really quickly, that's an old, old screenplay. At one point it was going to star Ben Affleck, but then he did Geely and Disney fired him from the project. So this is an old screenplay, but it's got a good cast. Like, all the women in the cast are great.
Okay, kind of like he's just not that into you? Oh, sorry.
Oh. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
That's another one that got pushed back.
Quite a bit, yes.
Yeah.
And then the real beginning to summer begins the next week, for me at least. My Life in Ruins, because you know that. Next Day Air, Star Trek, and Yay. The Wild Child. I can't wait for Star Trek.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the trailer for My Life in Ruins?
No.
It looks torturous. No. Torturous! This is Nia Vardalos, you know, from My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh.
It's her and Richard Dreyfuss.
Ew.
It's a comedy about how she's a tour guide around Rome, so hence My Life in Ruins. Get it? Rome in Ruins? Yeah. Yeah, it looks terrible. Terrible bad.
Oh, man. Just call it Blart 2. Sorry. Okay. Electric Boogaloo. Next up, we got, quite interesting triple threat. We've got Angels and Demons, Bruno and the Brothers Bloom.
Oh, what Bruno's coming out this year?
Weekend.
Yes.
Sweet.
I figured that might make you happy, sir.
It's like a weekend for everyone. You got Blasphemy, Bruno, Blasphemy, and Brothers Bloom.
Yeah. Oh. There you go.
I'm sorry, but who wants to see Angels and Demons? Like, nobody liked the Da Vinci Code. Why would anybody see that?
It's one of those movies that your parents would love it.
Really?
Yeah. That's what it, I mean, there couldn't be any other explanation. That stupid damn hairpiece. I mean, who believe? I mean, was that like a mini mullet, or I don't know what the hell was on his head?
It's Patrick Swayze's Roadhouse hair.
Dang. All right then. So it's kind of like doing Wild Hogs 2. You're not going for...
Right. And the first one didn't exactly leave all these questions. I mean, clearly Tom Hanks is not an action hero. We don't need to see that for another movie.
Unless it's in Joe versus Volcano 2.
Ah, yes.
Damn it.
I'd okay. see that.
Yeah. All right. Oh, man. One that's going to suck and one that could be good. May 22nd, Night at the Museum 2, Escape from the Smithsonian. Mm. And what did you call the new Terminator flick, Ethan?
Terminator Saliva.
Okay, that's it, yeah. Yeah, Salvation, whatever, yeah.
I'm looking forward to the Terminator.
Me too.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. I saw that trailer this week, and it looks really good.
Is it a new trailer?
It does.
I don't think it is. I just happened to finally like download it from my iPod and got a chance to watch it.
Yeah, it's a good trailer, and I'm shocked that I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah, it really does. Even though I got to say, even with Amy Adams as Amelia Earhart, I'm not going near Night of the Museum 2.
You think?
Bill Hader's in it, though, so...
Oh, he is? Okay, I might have to...
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Well, and talented people in the first one, too, but...
Oh. Well, he was like the only upside to Pineapple Express, so...
Yeah. Well, for those who hated Pineapple Express.
Yes, so he was even funny in that little bit at the beginning.
Well, Hader was great in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was really funny in that.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Got to pee in some V.
Yeah. Okay. Next, wow. Sam Raimi's Return to Horror.
Yay!
Drag Me to Hell.
Wonder if they're going to keep that title.
And Up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good. We can.
Wow, what a crazy freaking weekend.
That's a good double feature.
Yeah, it really is.
Not
so
for kids,
you drop the kids off at Up and go see Drag Me to Hell. Yeah.
There you go.
Who's in that? Is Dakota Fanning in that?
Drag Me to Hell?
No.
Yeah.
No. I know she's not in it.
Okay. Do we know who's in it?
I can't remember. I don't.
Allison Lohman's in it.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. She's good. Yeah, from Matchstick
Man.
And
Justin Long too, actually.
Oh, okay.
Oh, then I have to see it. Okay. I was going to see it probably.
I'm back, and I'm sorry.
It's more like Glenn and Gary. Sorry. Okay. We'll leave that alone. Okay, we're getting into the summer months now, which means that it's quite possible that this could all move around and be pushed to next year, and who knows what. Which might be why the first weekend in June only has Land of the Lost in it.
Hmm. Well, that's definitely going to be a summer movie.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about it.
Oh, Danny McBride.
I saw the poster.
Yeah, Danny McBride and Will Ferrell. And apparently, it's very faithful to the TV show, but also really funny. And
so, if you're stoned, you're going to love the movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't think like Will Ferrell. Like, I don't know if he'd really work that well in a big studio effects comedy. You know what I mean? Like, he's funny when he's doing improv and stuff, but I just don't think it's. I think the movie, the special effects are going to be bigger than him, or I don't know, something like that.
That's a good point.
It could be.
Yeah, it happens to a lot of them, that's for sure.
It's absolutely possible.
Could be a haunted mansion, for Pete's sake.
No, keep it, please. The next week we've got Hangover, Imagine That, The Proposal, and The Taking of Pelham 123.
Awesome.
Pelham 123.
That's going to be good. That's Tony Scott's remake, and that's it's Denzel Washington versus John Travolta, and it looks really good.
Is John Travolta wearing alien makeup?
No,
sorry.
But he looks scary, though. He's he's got like a scary goatee thing going on. And Imagine That is the new Eddie Murphy movie, which they shot right here in Denver.
Okay.
Yeah, it originally had a title.
That's like his last movie, theoretically, possibly.
Possibly,
isn't it?
Yeah. The trailer wasn't as bad as Meet Dave's, though, that's for sure.
What's Hangover?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
No idea.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Zach Galifianakis is in that, so I'll see it.
Oh,
okay.
How is he going to translate to film?
That's a good point.
Because he's cool. I mean, I like him, but I mean, let's face it. I mean, you know, it's not a whole huge fan base there.
No, but well, Galifianakis.
I can watch his beard for 2 hours, but
what's that, Chris?
Galifianakis is in that new Disney movie about like super like hamsters. I was dragged.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I saw that.
There's a movie. And I'm kind of like, wow, dude, you really want some cred and you're going to do this? You know, I guess you got to pay the bill somehow, but.
Wait, is this a movie that's going to be like in theaters?
Yeah. They
have Hamsters?
They have the trailer for it in front of Bedtime Stories. Yeah, it looks dreadful. Oh, God. Dreadful.
Oh. There are a Penelope Cruz who's voicing like what's supposed to be like the sexy guinea pig or something. It just.
That's right.
That's like just wrong.
There's just like, are we supposed to be like attracted to this guinea pig? It's kind of weird, yeah. It's
interspecies erotica.
Well, I feel bad for like Wanda Sykes because she actually had real career momentum going, and then next thing you know, like every CGI animated movie, she's always the voice of the skunk or the cow. It's like goodbye career.
Wow.
We don't want to see you in the movie, but hey, we got this role as a skunk in this CGI DreamWorks comedy for you.
Oh. You know, you could say goodbye career, but maybe hello Malibu Beach House.
Well, there is that.
Exactly, yep.
If it pays the bills,
oh yeah,
it's all good. Coming up next, we got The Haunting in Connecticut.
Which is like, what?
That's terrible.
Okay.
It looks awful.
And a movie called Year One, which when I think Year One, I just want to think Batman. Aronofsky and Frank Miller's unmade screenplay.
This is going to be good, though. This is Harold Ramis, and it's a comedy with Jack Black and Michael Cera. It's basically a parody of teen comedies, except it's set during the caveman days. It looks really funny. No. Yeah, yeah. And Ramis hasn't done a great movie in a while, so I'm hoping this is going to be a real step
up. Did he do Road Trip?
No, he produced it. I think he produced it, though. But, you know, this is... Egon.
All right. Coming up is going to be Barry's week, highlight week of the year. We've got My Sister's Keeper and then Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen.
Oh, gosh.
Wait. But about Transformers, are we ever going to find out what happened to the Mountain Dew robot from the first one?
Or the Xbox robot?
Yeah.
The Mountain Dew one was the best because it just kept pegging people with Mountain Dew bottles.
That would be funny if the movie was just about the Mountain Dew Transformer and like nobody else.
They're actually making part of the... It's like the Constructicons, but it's out of pop machine robots. Yeah.
What's My Sister's...
I have no idea.
Okay. Maybe
Keeper.
Like the chick flick that's playing opposite...
Probably.
Transformers, probably. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Then we get into July.
Okay.
And it doesn't look like we actually have a Will Smith movie for July 4th, but it's going to be Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs, and Public Enemies.
Oh, Public Enemies is going to rock.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Johnny Depp versus Christian Bale.
Is it a remake of Public Enemy?
No. It's it's about John Dillinger. It's about the gangster, Dillinger, and Depp plays John Dillinger, and Bale is the guy who took him in. So it's kind of like Heat set in the 1940s. It's an old-fashioned gangster movie. Yeah, exactly, Untouchables. Oh. Michael Mann's directing. Yeah, it looks so bad.
I didn't like Heat, though.
Dude.
I know, I'm like the one person on the planet that didn't like Heat.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like the Untouchables. You like the Untouchables, didn't you? Yeah, okay, so it's like that.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully.
And then, let's see, the next week we've got, again, only one movie, I Love You, Beth Cooper.
Oh, yes!
Oh, finally. Yeah,
that's going to be amazing. Yeah, that's Hayden Panettiere.
I saw the book in a bookstore once.
It's one of the funniest books I've ever read in my whole life. It is so full-on funny. Chris Columbus is directing it, and
good.
If it's anything like the book, I swear, this could be like another Superbad, if it's as good as the book.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
High hopes for that one.
Well, if that doesn't work for you, the next week, when we got Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Mm. Part E. Is this the one that they're dividing up?
No,
or?
It's the next one, I think.
Oh, okay.
They're making two movies. I don't know. Okay, it's another Harry Potter movie. You know if that appeals to you or not. I'll see it. All right. Next week, All Good Things. And I didn't even know they were making a G-Force movie.
Mm.
If this is like Battle of the Planets G-Force, this...
Yeah.
Dave, this is the guinea pig movie.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, that's the guinea pig movie.
You know, I was excited, and now no.
I thought it was like Super Hamsters. So it's actually called G-Force.
Oh,
that doesn't sound like a kid's movie at all.
It's like about fighter pilots.
G-String Force.
Okay, wow. We're naming the knockoffs before they even come out. I'm leaving it there. All right, then we got The Orphan. Piranha 3D.
Yes.
The Ugly Truth and 500 Days of Summer Unlimited release.
Okay, that's supposed to be good. That's the one with Zooey Deschanel.
Okay.
Played really well at the Sundance Film Festival.
Right on. All right. After that, we've got Band Slam, Funny People, and They Came From Upstairs. I keep wanting to say The People From Under the Stairs. I don't know why.
Funny People looks good. Good cast.
Yeah, I really want to see that.
Okay.
When's the movie coming out that has... The guy from Sarah Marshall and Paul Rudd in it.
I love you, man.
Yeah.
It's on here.
March.
Oh, it is on it?
Oh, March. Did I pass that
did we
already?
Miss that one?
Yeah. No, yeah. I mentioned it. Did I pass it? Yeah, I did. Yeah, no, March, no, March 20th.
March 20th. Oh, okay, because that looked funny. Anyway, sorry. I just totally like was like, when did that movie come out?
You go back to March.
After seeing Forgetting Sarah Marshall, I'll see just about anything Jason Segel's in now. Yeah. All right. After that, we have got... Wow. Yeah. G.I. Joe.
Rise of Cobra.
With Marlon Wayans. With Marlon Wayans. That's all I need to say.
Well, Julian, I was thinking about this. I was thinking about this today a lot. I think this is probably one of my guilty pleasures that I'm looking to the most in 2009, apart from Friday the 13th. And I really think it's, apart from everyone, you know, focusing on, you know, the whole team and all that, I think it's really Joseph Levitt. Is that how you say his name?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, yeah.
Yes, I think he's going to be the real draw after seeing him in The Lookout. Man, I want to see that guy in more things, and I really think hopefully he'll bring something to this that'll be, you know, something worthy enough to see.
I hope that they improve on the cartoon. Transformers is a fun, goofy cartoon that is generally a toy commercial. G.I. Joe was a toy commercial and an army recruitment commercial, and not a good one. So yeah.
Right.
And then we got Julie and Julia and Shorts coming out that week, too.
Oh, Julie and Julia. That's Meryl Streep and Amy Adams. It's about Julia Child.
What?
First, reject the egg. Yeah, it's Julia Child. It's about her life, yeah.
Why wouldn't they have Bill Cosby play her? Sorry. It was just funny.
Or Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, there you go. All right. This is just for Josh. August 14th, Dance Flick.
Oh, good.
In District 9.
Yay me.
Dance Flick. They pushed that thing way back. That was supposed to like open next week.
You know, it doesn't look that bad though, compared to the movies.
Yeah, compared to
it doesn't
like,
look
like,
that bad.
Or even like the last few Wayne Brothers movies, like Little Man or
White I'd Chicks. Much rather see this in White Chicks.
Yeah.
And there it is. The next week.
I'm sorry. Wait. I'm interject something.
No, go.
I'm sorry.
Go
ahead, guys.
You're a guest. August, you should be able to talk, I think.
August 14th, I'm showing, I'm looking on a different list, a movie called Taking Woodstock.
Oh, yeah, the Ang Lee movie. Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to an interview with Liev Schreiber on Studio 360 on NPR, and they talked about this real briefly, and I'm like, well, kind of like a throwaway, but they started talking about it a little bit more, and it seems really an interesting kind of film.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Dimitri Martin's like the lead of it. That's so cool.
Right on.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's
going to
be
I'm the only
one
who knows who he is? Okay.
Dimitri Martin is wonderful. You don't know who Dimitri Martin is?
Oh, no,
I don't either.
Who is he?
Dude, every fight is a food fight for a cannibal. That's all. Yeah, yeah.
Is he a comedian?
Yeah, he's very dry, but freaking hilarious. Cool. Yeah, he's like, one time I watched them hanging an amputee, and I started shouting out letters. Playing Hangman. Yeah. Awful stuff like that. Okay. August 21st. Ooh. Final Destination 4 3D.
Hmm.
Next.
Yay. More horror.
That
3D.
Was a look.
I saw them all.
Okay. Fair enough. The Goods, The Don Ready Story, and Inglourious Bastards.
Woo!
I will say this for Final
Tarantino.
I will say this for the Final Destination films. If you're just going into a movie to find creative kills,
yeah, there's no other franchise that has like the best kit. These are the best kills ever.
Yeah, yeah. And Tarantino, new goodness,
nothing. Yeah,
I've read the screenplay for Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, you did?
And yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Good.
Ooh, yeah, I can't wait for that.
Is Roth going to dirty anything up?
He's playing a character called the Bear Jew, and he beats people like Nazis head in with a baseball bat. So, yeah.
This is like the movie for people who thought Valkyrie was too boring.
Or they wanted more out of Defiance.
Right.
Okay, that's really what it is. It's for the people who wanted more out of Defiance.
Yep.
Okay, the next week, Halloween 2.
Which, why?
And Mardi Gras. Thank you! They kind of, especially with how...
How they ended it. There's no way that...
A, how they ended it, and how Rob Zombie said, I made it this way so that they couldn't possibly make a sequel. And who's directing the sequel?
It's called... Is it Halloween 2? I heard it was H2.
It's showing on Box Office Mojo as Halloween 2.
Okay.
Wait, is it Halloween 2 Return to the Trailer Park?
I mean, really, not... See, I tend to, I can respect a filmmaker who makes a kind of film that doesn't appeal to me per se. When they paint themselves into a corner saying, I've made a movie this way so we can't make more and there's no way I'd make another one, and then you direct it, you don't get to talk anymore.
Yeah, I think Zombie must have made some kind of Faustinian bargain with, not the devil, but Harvey Weinstein.
Same person, so.
Dang.
That guy, you know, they produce good movies, but man alive, they really should have hung it up, because they got away with murder with the first Halloween. They really, with that remake, they didn't need to go back. They should have just gotten in bed with Zombie and did a different movie. They don't need to keep doing this.
Well, he's supposed to have that El Super Beasto
come
out, which is like animated movie.
You know what I'm afraid, and I'll bet you anything this is the twist, that it's going to be just like the end of Halloween H2O, where in the sequel they said, no, we didn't actually kill Michael Myers. They like switched masks with somebody else.
Yeah,
I'll bet you anything that's what they're going to do.
When they shoved a pistol under his neck and pulled the trigger, that couldn't... Okay.
Next week.
Yes.
Wait, that happened at the end of H2O. I feel bad for that poor guy that Jamie Lee Curtis decapitated then.
I'm sure she does too. All right, September 4th, Game, Pandorum, and Shanghai. No idea what any of these are.
The Game is the guys that did Crank, and it's got
Dexter's in it.
Who's the 300 guy?
Butler? Gerard Butler?
Yeah, he's in it. Yeah. It's like a futuristic action movie.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, and Dexter's in it, so I have to see it.
Sweet.
Fair enough. All right, the next week for 9/11, why would you put out movies on 9/11? I just don't know. But we got Daybreakers and Whiteout.
So at least Whiteout is finally coming out.
There's another one. Like, whatever happened to that movie?
I've Kate never Beckinsale. Seen that 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, they had that whole thing at Comic-Con two years ago. Yeah.
Wasn't the director a total
pervert.
Idiot?
Yeah, really creepy dude.
Inappropriate would be the word.
Yeah.
So this movie's about the school supplies industry? Or?
It's like The Thing without The Thing. That's literally the plot.
What? It's
a slasher film in the Antarctic with Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, they're stuck in this like outpost in the middle of the Antarctic. It's freezing cold, and instead of like a monster, they're trying to kill each other. So it's like that Stallone movie, Detox, all over again.
It's a great graphic novel by Greg Rucka. Yeah, everyone should go check it out. I mean, it's definitely worth it. It's very short, and it's really good.
Okay. Yeah, I'll read the graphic novel. Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. The next week, we've got Armored, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, which I'm guessing is a kid's flick.
Yes.
I'm just putting it out there. The Informant and Jennifer's Body.
Cool. The Informant. Jennifer's Body, of course, that's...
Megan Fox.
What's Megan Fox's body? But The Informant, that's Steve Soderbergh with
pasties. Sorry.
So the pictures tell us. The Informant is that Steve Soderbergh with Matt Damon. That looked really good.
Matt Damon.
Patton Oswalt's in it too. So.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, all these like comedians are in it too.
Okay, I'll have to see it. Cool. I'm glad there's something else I want to see that week. All right. Then we've got The Crazies, The Fame movie, and Surrogates. Why Fame needs to be a movie?
Why they got to remake?
What is
it's
that?
A remake.
It already was a movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a movie. Then it was a TV show. Now it's a movie again. Fame, I want to live forever.
So far before his time. I don't think he was born when that show came out.
That's true, yeah.
And it wasn't that good of a show.
It was kind
of
like the American Idol of its... It's about like this school... It's the true story about these kids at this school who are basically trying to get famous. Hence
at a dance
title.
College, yeah.
Right, yeah. So did you ever see Center Stage?
Yeah.
Okay, that's Fame.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I did see Center Stage.
I can only hope that they get like the cast from Saved by the Bell in it, because that could make it better. That's the only thing I can think of.
Elizabeth Berkeley can make almost any movie better. But
there you go. Yeah. All right. Next, we've got Shutter Island, Sorority Row, and Toy Story in 3D.
Wow. Great week. Shutter Island. That's a new Scorsese film.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. That's going to rock. That's going to be a
great
movie.
Yeah, the book. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Dennis Lehane's book is awesome. Yeah. And Toy Story 3. Sweet.
Yeah. They're re-rendering it. And yeah, that kind of intrigues me. I want to see that again.
Yeah.
That'd be very cool. And then only one movie for October 9th, Zombieland.
Which is, what the hell is that?
Zombieland.
Didn't that, I think it screened at Sundance.
Did it?
And got some okay word. Oh,
well, I think it
it's the zombie
a
movie that takes place at an amusement park.
So okay, I was gonna say it probably involves zombies in a land. So,
so they're like zombie carnies, or
well, it's like zombies invading a carnival. Like the zombie outbreak happens, and you have to like make it out of a carnival alive.
Okay,
which I forget who's in it. Woody Harrelson and someone else.
Woody Harrelson.
So
between this and 2012, what are you doing, Woody?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, the 16th has something we all want to see and something none of us want to see. We have The Stepfather and Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, okay. Good. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll let you guess which one is which.
Yeah. Yeah. The Stepfather and G.I. Joe and The Uninvited. Those are the three movies, like, I want to see them just to see how bad they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Where the Wild Thing Starts had all that studio
interference. Yeah.
Like, the studio tampered with and stuff, so I can't say I'm really looking forward to it, sadly. Mm.
I'm kind of hopeful, but yeah, I tend to agree. I think the chances of a studio not getting what Spike Jonze wanted to do as opposed to Spike Jonze doing something bad, yeah, probably the first one.
Yeah, it's funny how like Focus Features and like some of these indie studios, they're completely got its back 100%. They let them make these weird avant-garde movies, but Warner Brothers, you know, no, too scary for the kids, but hey, Dark Knight, PG-13.
Yeah, totally. And then the next week, we've got Amelia, Astro Boy, and if it's Halloween, it's got to be Saw 6.
Yay! I'll be there. Not for the marathon, though.
Oh, dude.
Can't do that ever again.
Well, yeah, and that was just for 5 movies.
Yeah, I probably would not be able to sleep for the rest of my life if I did that.
You sure, though, like when it comes to October, that you're not going to like have the itch to go see them all at once?
I probably will do it again. Watch. Please talk me out of it.
Like, that did any good last year.
Well, I hadn't done that before. If I start talking about it again, talk me out of it.
Like, remember tell me last to go time?
To, tell me, like, Darren will be in Denver again or something, and I'll, like, distract me.
Yeah, distract you with Repo. With Repo, yeah, that'll...
That's going to be our next commentary, isn't it?
Oh, we should do commentary for that.
Well, there's already commentary on it. I mean, is it going to be any more entertaining than
you just don't want to watch it again?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Fair enough. All right, the next week we've got The Box.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Jim Carrey's A Christmas Carol.
Oh.
The Fantastic Mr. Fox and The Wolfman.
Awesome. Best weekend ever. Holy crap. Christmas Carol is Robert Zemeckis. It's going to be done just like Beowulf.
It's also Jim Carrey.
So? He's in good form. It's not Yes Man. This is him playing characters. He's good at playing characters when he's not going, hey, I'm wacky. Look at me. You talk with my butt. This is not that.
Yeah. He was great in Number 23.
Oh. I think the last like Jim Carrey movie I outright loved was The Majestic.
You didn't like Eternal Sunshine?
Oh, sorry. My bad. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, my bad.
But yeah, Fantastic Mr. Fox. That's Wes Anderson's new movie. That's with George Clooney. And Bill Murray doing the voices of the animated characters. So that's kind of like Where the Wild Things Are, in a sense. What else?
And The Wolfman.
Wolfman, yes.
Yes. Yeah, I want to see that. I'm very hopeful for that. I'll have to watch the original before going to see it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure the original is going
to... Oh, I'm sure, but just to get you, you know, kind of in the mood. Because it's a silly movie, too.
Yeah, Lon Chaney Jr. It's great.
Yes. Or maybe I'll just watch Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the next week, we got the aforementioned 2012, Sherlock Holmes, the Guy Ritchie version, and The Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy. That's Dwayne Johnson as the Tooth Fairy.
Are you serious?
Dude.
Yeah.
But you know what's really sad? This is the screen. It's an old script, and Schwarzenegger turned it down for like 5 years straight. Seriously, he was supposed to do that after Kindergarten Cop, but he's like, no, I'm not going to put on a tutu.
I'm not the Tooth Fairy.
What else is coming out there?
Sherlock Holmes in 2012.
Okay. What's 2012?
Is that just the Ronald Emmerich?
I heard that's getting pushed
back. Oh,
Yeah, that's what I heard too. It's getting pushed to, I don't know when.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And Sherlock Holmes, I'm hopeful.
Yeah,
it's going to be better than the other one. That's all I know. The one with Will Ferrell and Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, I thought you meant young Sherlock Holmes.
No.
Okay.
No. The other Sherlock Holmes in production. Yeah. Wow. See, The Rock. Why is he not like the next Schwarzenegger or action hero? Because he was set up for it for how long?
You know what the problem is, though? The game plan made a lot of money. I think he got a little greedy. You know?
He's going the Ice Cube route.
Oh. No, they're making him the next Tim Allen.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Oh, dude.
Because Ice Cube will always be Ice Cube, but Tim Allen will always be Tim Allen.
Santa Claus 4.
But we do have Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one shining moment.
We got like a month left, so we'll get through this. Oh, God. Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore.
Finally a sequel to that movie.
It's like 9 years ago.
Well, and the joke off the bit James Bond character. That's all I got to say. New Moon.
Twilight 2.
Oh. Electric Boogaloo.
Whatever. Sparkle.
Well, Twilight's like the new Saw.
Oh! I believe
What do you say to that, Josh?
Watch it.
Them fighting words. He's going to have to... Never mind. I'm not going to mention that video because it's not out yet. Okay, Planet 51, and this is the first of two untitled projects, the Untitled Three Stooges project.
Hmm.
So, okay.
Which the Farley brothers are doing, right?
Yeah, the Farrellys, yeah.
Hmm.
And New Moon, was it supposed to like start shooting like next month and then be out by November?
Yeah.
That's quality.
And who's directing it? Oh, it's the guy who directed The Golden Compass, Christopher Weiss. It's like, great, one box office poison to another, yeah. Okay. That was, boy, was that a mistake.
See, I'm scared that's who's coming out to Starfest.
Ooh, yeah.
Someone's in that. Okay.
Are you going to make me interview him if he comes?
Oh,
I'll do it.
Any of them? I don't know.
What's it like to sparkle?
No, just ask, what's it like being... Never mind. Okay, next week we got...
A hot vampire.
I would totally ask that question if they felt game for that question. Right. Okay, next week we got Nine and Old Dogs.
Nine, that's the musical of Eight and a Half.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool.
Okay. What's... No, there's an animated movie coming out too called Nine.
Oh, The Nine. Yeah, The Nine. That's the Tim Burton produced one. That
it looks really cool.
Yeah.
Ooh, Nine. Okay, I'll see it.
So Nine, and what else that weekend?
Old Dogs.
Old Dogs. Not sure what that is.
I think it's Robin Williams and John Travolta, and it's like they take care of kids or something. It's going to be zany and have a heartwarming message at the end and stuff like that.
Hilarity is going to ensue, and we might learn something by the time it's done.
Daddy daycare.
There'll be a poop joke in there, I can guarantee.
Okay. Mm. All right. December. Now, December, talk about really pushing it for something actually coming out. We've got The Lovely Bones.
Yay.
Peter Jackson.
Then the 18th, Josh's most anticipated movie of the year, Avatar.
Stop guessing, making conclusions with me. No, I don't.
Just the joke. You're like, are we going to see anything?
Yeah, no, seriously, though. We haven't even seen, like, it's like Ethan said, it's all him sitting behind a monitor.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of pictures of James Cameron.
Yeah. Well, has he done sci-fi? He hasn't done sci-fi in a long time. Was
Cameron?
Was The Abyss the last one he did?
Well, T2.
Oh, yeah, T2.
If you count T2.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't made a movie in a long time, period. So.
Well, there's that, too.
Yeah, it's been 11 years.
Titanic wasn't science fiction? Go back to retrieve the necklace.
It's like the Futurama episode of Titanic.
Yeah. Okay. And finally, crapping out the year, we've got Alvin the Hit Chipmunks, the Squeakquel.
No.
We can just hope someone eats poop in that trailer, too.
The
Squeakquel.
Does that just about break?
Movie.
I'll let you say it again, Chris, loudly, so you can proclaim it by yourself.
I hate this movie. I hate it.
It's not.
There's nothing redeeming. Nothing redeeming about it. There's absolutely nothing. Nothing good comes out of this movie.
Is Jason Lee back?
I don't know. Oh dang!
Well, Chris, you haven't seen it yet. For all you know, like the resurrection of Ingmar Bergman could happen.
That's true. That's absolutely true. You're right.
Okay.
In the Squeakquel.
Okay, then we got...
I'll interject this one thing, and it reminds me anytime I see something this miserable made into, like, a sequel. You remember that movie that Whoopi Goldberg did with, like, that nun movie? What was
Sister
that called?
Sister
Act 2. They interviewed her once, and I thought it was very candid. I've never forgotten it. It must have been, like, decades ago when she gave the interview. But they were telling her, you know, saying, oh, you know, you're in this new sequel, Sister Act 2. Why'd you do the second one? And she goes, well, I really didn't want to do it. And they said, well, why did you do it? She goes, well, they put enough zeros at the end of that check. And
the only upside to that movie was Lauryn Hill.
And Jennifer Love Hewitt. But
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we've also got the Hugh Grant, Sarah Jessica Parker untitled project. There's three untitled. The untitled Nancy Myers comedy.
Oh, that's going to be good. That's going to be really good. Yeah, that's with Steve Martin and somebody else who's really cool. It's a lot like Something's Gotta Give. Yeah, that's going to be a really good one. Yeah, it's going to be good.
And then we've got The Princess and the Frog.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
Which should be cool.
Which could go either way, but yeah.
Disney 2D animation back to the theaters. That's cool.
If it's anything like the bits of Enchanted that were really, really great, then yeah, it could be promising.
Yes. Wow. Go ahead, sir. You had some extra notes that you wanted to throw in there.
There's a few. Wes Craven's 25-8 is supposed to come out. That's about a serial killer who comes and stalks a high school. Not the most original idea, but...
That's right. It just didn't have a release date, so I didn't put it on there.
Well, there's a lot of these that don't have release dates. Let's see. Woody Allen's new movie, Whatever Works. Jim Jarmusch, The Limits of Control with Bill Murray. Let's see. Sam Mendes, We Go, starring John Krasinski and Maya Rudolph. It's a road comedy, supposed to be really good. The Coen Brothers' new movie, A Serious Man, unknown cast, interestingly enough. Terry Gilliam's The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. I'm not sure when that's coming out.
Yeah, I can't wait, though.
They haven't settled that. One that I've heard is a lock for December of this year, Terrence Malick's The Tree of Life. This is his first movie since The New World. It's with Brad Pitt and Sean Penn. Nobody knows what it's about.
Well, it'll be about nature and foliage. And...
right. It's actually going to be about the Tree of Life, which is actually the Fountain of Youth, which goes back to the Fountain. Sorry.
There you go. Exactly. It's a sequel to the Fountain. Werner Herzog's remake, although they say it's not much like the original, remake of Bad Lieutenant. It's called Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans with Nicolas Cage. I'm really interested to see what that one's like. Clint Eastwood is making a movie about Nelson Mandela starring Morgan Freeman. Boy, is this thing going to sweep the Oscars next year. It's called The Human Factor. So we'll see how that is. And then Catherine Bigelow's The Hurt Locker, which is supposed to be an amazing film. It's been playing to a lot of enthusiasm at film festivals. And I think that's it.
Okay.
The Road.
Did you mention Lars von Trier's new movie?
No. What is it?
It's called Antichrist. apparently it's a horror movie with Willem Dafoe.
Really?
It sounds really interesting.
Huh. Is he done making those America movies? Because remember, it's supposed to be a trilogy.
Yeah, I guess can't get the funding for it or something, so.
Wow. Yeah, because I was waiting to see him bash America one more time in a really weird, abstract way.
But Obama, he can't do it anymore.
Oh, that's right, yeah, because that's right. We're the good guys now, yeah.
Oh!
It all changed overnight, that's right.
Dang. All right, does anyone have anything else they want to chime in on real quick before we move on to what's hitting next week? I guess not.
Oh, wait, The Time Traveler's Wife. There's a few. Trick or Treat may be coming out this year. Yes.
Really?
Trick or Treat may be coming out. There's a rumor, because apparently it played to a really enthusiastic audience in Los Angeles as a sneak preview. The Time Traveler's Wife with Eric Bana and Rachel McAdams. It's supposed to be one of the best books ever written. But it's been pushed back like 2 years running now, this movie. So I don't know if it's any good, if we're going to see it. We're finally getting Killshot this year. This movie is old, old. This is Diane Lane and Mickey Rourke. You know, thanks to the wrestler, we're finally getting Killshot. But yeah, this is an old freaking movie.
Do we want to bring up real quick, just total randomness, that Mickey Rourke has been offered $250,000 to do Iron Man 2?
$250,000?
Is he going to get like a cut of the profits or what?
That's all. All I've heard is that
doesn't sound like much.
No.
$250,000 after the wrestler?
I know.
He might win the Oscar for that.
I know. And if he does, I'm guessing that price is going up.
I mean, I could see the decimal point moving over for $2.5 million, but $250,000. I mean, that's like he made more money off of Wild Orchid. Shoot,
dang!
He spent less on plastic surgery. It's like I had to.
Dang. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to derail your thought there, Barry.
That's okay. I'm done.
Okay, all right. Well, let us know what you're interested in. I'm going to do my best. The forums are having some issues, so I'm going to try to get some better forums up this week and actually be able to like do posts and have fun and stuff like that. So let's talk about what's hitting theaters this week.
Well, it's January, so it's not good, folks. New in Town, starring Renee Zellweger. Boy, does that not look good.
We are in January now.
Yeah, it's January. Liam Neeson in Taken, which can go either way. Looks kind of familiar, but Liam Neeson packing heat looks cool. And then the one I'm looking forward to just because the original is called The Tale of Two Sisters. This is the scariest freaking movie I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah, it's the remake. The original Tale of Two Sisters, scariest movie ever. The remake is called The Uninvited. It stars Elizabeth Banks, and boy, does it look lame. The Uninvited.
What is Elizabeth Banks doing in that movie?
She's playing the evil aunt role from the original. What? Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Okay. Well, that's my reaction to the making the movie in general. You've seen it, right, Josh?
Yeah. Okay. Scary as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of two, you know, beautiful little Korean girls, you got these two, like, girls look like they walked off, like...
So they got girls who look like
Gossip Girls. Yeah.
So if they got girls who look like the Shining twins or something, I'd be okay with that.
Exactly, yeah, but instead it's like the CW. Yeah.
Okay. What a crappy Asian horror remake? The hell you say. All right, and then our DVDs this week. We are all over the place on this one.
Boy, are we ever. Starting off with Barbara Streisand's Yentl. This is Babs, Amy Irving, Mandy Indigo Montoya, Pentidkin, and Yentl. Babs.
The two-disc director's cut.
The two-disc director's cut. Wow. As if one disc of Babs wasn't bad enough. Yeah. This is the one where Barbara Streisand wants to become, let's see if I remember correctly, I think she wants to become like a Jewish priest. So she sneaks into a rabbinical school in disguise as a man. Yeah. That's the plot of
Yentl. It's not very hard for her to do.
Oh, that's mean. All right.
I knew it was going to be gold putting that movie in there. Okay.
Yentl. God. The Secret Life of Bees. Queen Latifah and Dakota Fanning. Man. Madagascar, Escape to Africa. You know, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't great, but it wasn't that bad. It wasn't as good as the first one. Yes, Friday the 13th Part 3 in 3D. The DVD is actually in 3D, although unfortunately, but it's not unfortunately with the great digital Dolby 3D like in the theaters. It's with the glasses, so unfortunately,
it'll give you a headache after 10 minutes. And
yeah, so it's gonna be just like seeing in the theater. So there you go. What else we got? Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Oh my gosh, I saw that this week. How did I forget?
Oh, you did
that?
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Yes,
I love this movie. Good. I'm glad you. Glad
it
you
is
dug
so
it.
Good.
Sweet,
especially the bandmates. Oh my gosh, they were hilarious.
Yeah, and that joke with the gum, I'd say the most disgusting joke of the year. Wasn't that disgusting? I thought that was on the level of the one from Superbad.
Yeah, that was gross. I was like, she's digging for the phone, and
disgusting.
Sorry.
Yeah,
yes, cool. Everyone needs to see that. Yes.
Great movie, Nick and Nora. Another one with an "and" in the title. Zach and Mira Make a Porno. Yay for Chris Tiff's boss. Yay. That's. Seth Rogen, and again, Elizabeth Banks. You know what?
Granny panties. Yeah.
Not a fan of this movie. And I like Kevin Smith, but I really did not like this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Movie we really liked. In fact, Dave and I saw. His name was Jason. 30 Years of Friday the 13th. Great, really engaging documentary about the Friday the 13th movies.
It's a lot of fun. As opposed to the next movie on the list.
Not a lot of fun, because, let's face it, child rape is not fun.
Way just, to bring it down,
it's not, bad. It's not that bad, really.
Oh! And there it is.
Hound Dog, Dakota Fanning, and Robin Wright Penn. I'm amazed that thing even got released. I heard this thing was going to be shelved indefinitely. But yeah. Back up. Friday the 13th, uncut. Yay! The original Friday the 13th in the uncut, ultra special gory edition. This is the Sean Cunningham quote-unquote classic. with Kevin Bacon. Oliver and Company, the movie that really started the resurgence of Disney animated movies from 1988, now available in a 20th anniversary edition. This is Billy Joel, Bette Midler, and Cheech Marin.
And it's a fun movie.
It is. It's fun. It's
it's not Aladdin.
It's for nostalgic reasons. But you know what? It's not even The Great Mouse Detective, though.
See, The Great Mouse Detective was goodness.
I love The Great Mouse Detective. And you got Vincent Price as Radigan.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Afro Samurai, Resurrection, Director's Cut.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Moving on.
I got a phone call from Samuel L. Jackson. Not really. It's a voicemail from Game Crazy telling me that it's some recording that he like mailed in. It's hilarious to listen to, but he's like, yes, you too can own Afro Samurai on your game systems from Game Crazy. Yeah. It wasn't as good as the Snakes on a Plane voicemails. Those were good.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
He called your phone?
Yeah, I had that too, where it was like, hi, I'm Samuel Jackson.
I made him call you.
Barry Worst. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a message for you, Barry.
You want to see snakes
on a plane. Oh, yeah. That was a cool concept.
Yeah, it really was.
No. Okay.
Moving on, Steve Miner directed Friday the 13th Part 2, also being released on DVD in a special new edition. I'm not sure where they put that. Being There, Hal Ashby's classic with Peter Sellers and Shirley MacLaine. This is a great film.
I put this in just for you.
Thank you. It's a great movie. In the special deluxe edition.
And then the crap title of the week.
Crap title of the week. Boy, is it ever. Private Valentine, Blonde and Dangerous, starring Jessica Simpson, Cherry O'Terry, and Vivica A. Fox.
Because if that doesn't scream quality, I don't know what does. Wow.
Cherry O'Terry, whatever happened to her? Because she was like one of the shining lights of Saturday Night Live for a couple seasons.
And now she's in Private Valentine.
Yeah, Vivica A. Fox. I mean, after Kill Bill, I thought she's really going to come back because she was great in that movie. And then
not so much.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Bummer.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and end this bad boy up. This is the last of our marathon episodes because we're going to be like an hour and a half again. We should be back to our normal length again next week, hopefully. Although it's been great having both Ethan and Chris on.
Yay! Thank you, guys. Yay.
Yes.
Hey, not a problem.
Yay. Yes. And they'll be back. Don't worry. And we've got other guests lined up and other fun things like that. But if you want to shoot us an email, send us a comment, by all means do. You can hit us podcast. Let's see. What order do I want to do this week? Barry, Dave, Ethan, or Josh at ScreenGeeks.com. If you feel like it, give us a review over at iTunes, because more reviews mean more people find us and all that great stuff. Thanks to Chris for joining us from Quick Stop Entertainment. Do you have anything you need to pimp this week?
Nope, just my ongoing musings. I don't know what's going on this week. I think maybe an interview with Henry Rollins or former Governor Jesse Ventura. I haven't decided which.
You just got to figure out which one you're going to submit.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You don't sound too excited, sir.
I dig it. Well, it just, you know, I'm not that enthused because they talk. Those two could like really talk, so I have to go in there and actually, you know, format everything. So I like the like sort of short and sweet, but, you know, every once in a while they can go on a rant, and that, I mean, it's good, but it just takes me forever to format.
It's kind of like when we talked to Ari Lehman at the Denver Film Festival, and in 45 minutes, I think Barry asked him 3 or 4 questions.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Did Jesse say that he didn't have time to bleed?
You know what? Looking through the transcript, something pretty close to it. He came up with some good charmers about what he thinks of death threats and how he deals with them.
Wow, so, cool.
Yeah.
Wow, I'll listen to that.
Cool. And Ethan shall be back, and he'll be writing on the site and stuff. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you.
Are you there,
Ethan?
Ethan.
Oh, sorry. Wait, you're breaking. Yeah.
Just said you're going to be joining us more, and thanks for joining us, sir.
Yeah, I know. I had a great time.
Cool, cool. Yeah, we need that special sick brand of humor on our show. So, do you want to make your Frost Nixon joke before we go?
Yay!
Okay. You know, I think that Frost Nixon is worthy of a Best Picture nomination because Ron Howard did a very good job of making the very mundane David Frost, Cynthia Nixon interviews. Exciting.
Yay!
So. There it is. All right, folks, we're going to call that a week. Until next week, this is Dave.
This is Barry.
And Josh.
And Ethan.
Dig it. And Chris. Yay. Take it easy, everyone.